The father says today, this is only a test. If this were an actual emergency, you would be notified. What channel in the kingdom to tune to for instruction? Trust me. I'm not wringing my hands or pacing the throne, concerned about your circumstance and situation. I'm in full control, and in nothing will the enemy be able to deter or derail that sure purpose that I'm bringing about in you. You've asked, and I heard. Did I not say, thereby your joy will be full? You're not being denied, for I declare today that there will be delay no longer. So go ahead and praise me. Go ahead and thank me. For the words will not resound off the walls ere the answer comes and the miracle manifests, for this is my appointed time in your life. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let fear or doubt creep into your thoughts, for I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I have not forsaken you, neither will I ever abandon you. My love for you is steadfast and unwavering, deeper than any ocean, higher than any mountain. You are precious in my sight, and I have engraved your name on the palm of my hand. I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. These plans are not contingent upon your circumstances or the actions of others. They are rooted rather in my sovereign will and my unwavering faithfulness. Even now, I'm working behind the scenes on your behalf. I'm orchestrating events. I'm aligning circumstances. I'm preparing the way for my promises to be fulfilled in your life. So don't grow weary or lose heart, for I'm faithful to complete that good work that I have begun in you. Remember, your strength does not lie in yourself, but in me. Lean on me, rely on me, trust in my wisdom, and I will guide your steps, illuminate your path, and equip you for every good work. Don't be afraid to step out in faith, even when the way seems uncertain. For I am with you, and I will never leave you or forsake you. This season of testing, it's not meant to break you, but to refine you. It's an opportunity for you to grow in faith, to deepen your dependence upon me, to discover the strength and resilience that I have placed within you. Embrace this season, for it's a time of preparation for the greater things that I have in store for you. Don't compare your journey to others, for every person's path is unique. Focus on the race set before you. Keep your eyes fixed upon the author and perfecter of your faith. For even as I came to overcome the world, and through him, you as well can overcome every obstacle or challenge that comes your way. Remember the promises that I've made to you. I've told you and told you and told you I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. I've said I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I've said that I will work all things together for good, for those, including you, that love me and are called according to my purpose. These are not empty words. They're the very foundation on which your faith can stand firm. So lift up your head and rejoice, for I'm with you. I'm fighting for you. I will not allow you to be put to shame, nor allow the enemy to triumph over you. This is your season of breakthrough, your time of restoration, your moment of victory. So embrace the challenge, for those challenges are opportunities for growth. Embrace the uncertainties, for they are opportunities for dependence on me. Embrace the waiting, for it is a time of preparation for the greater things to come. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Do not let go of my hand, for I'm leading you to a place of abundance, fulfillment, a place where your joy will be complete. Trust in me, my child, and watch as I do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to my power that works in you. This is my promise to you, and it will not fail. So go forth in confidence, knowing that I'm with you, and I am bringing you through to victory. For I am the Lord your God, and I will never let you go.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.